You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following Lutheran Hour sermon was delivered by Dr. Dale A. Meyer. Its title is, Jesus, Truly I'd Love Thee. And now here's Dr. Meyer.
Dr. Shirley Bergman of Seward, Nebraska, tells a story about the purpose of life. She was teaching a class at Concordia College there in Seward. The members of her class were older people, people in their 50s or 60s. Dr. Bergman began the first session of the class by asking, "What's your purpose in life?" And she was surprised. The people didn't have an answer. They had lived all these years, and they still didn't know why they were here. Let's take that question out of some college classroom and bring it right home to you. Why are you here? What's your purpose in life? You can have, and you should have, a satisfying purpose for every day that the Lord gives you. Let me tell you about someone who had purpose. Let me tell you about Jesus. We just celebrated his birth a few days ago, but that birth was only the earthly beginning of a life filled with purpose. Jesus' great purpose was to delight in the Lord. That's surprising when you think about it. Today, people seek their greatest delight in their own selves. A recent survey by the Barna Research Group of California found that 63% of Americans believe the purpose of life is enjoyment and personal fulfillment. Jesus was different. His purpose wasn't personal fulfillment or his own entertainment, both of which are self-centered occupations. No, Jesus' purpose in life wasn't Jesus. Instead, Jesus devoted his energies to an awe before the great God and a love of the Lord's goodness. One prophecy about Jesus, Isaiah 11, verse 3, says, "He will delight in the fear of the Lord." In this passage, the word fear means reverence. The purpose of Jesus, this unique and one-of-a-kind Son of God, was to delight in his heavenly Father, a far cry from what most people are after these days. Jesus' delight in God then led him to a life of service. That service was to bring righteousness and compassion to people in need. Jesus' delight in God prompted him to make right what's wrong in our human life. His delight in God meant that he brought compassion to the weak, the suffering, the powerless people of society. He did that, and he still does that today. Isaiah 11 describes the chief qualities of our Savior's life of service. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. That's why we call him Savior. By his life that perfectly satisfied God's demands, by his compassion to the sick, the weak, the powerless, by his constant rebukes to those who trusted in themselves, by his climactic death on the cross, where he suffered the punishment for what we have done, by his coming back to life on Easter, so that his followers could live forever in bliss because of what he did, by his word, which today goes into all the world to announce his gift of righteousness, By all of this and more, Jesus shows you not only to reverence the great God, but also to love God's goodness. For all this, from his holy life of love and service, we call Jesus our Savior. You don't want to be high and mighty when you're dealing with Jesus. When you're dealing with Jesus, you had best fit the description of Psalm 51:17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Jesus himself had something to say along this line. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus delighted in God, and oh, he serves you so well. If only you'll stop being so preoccupied with yourself. Jesus' purpose is so different from what most people set out to do. Most Americans are chiefly interested in their own pleasure and fulfillment. They say, and now I'm quoting again from the Barna study, when it comes right down to it, your first responsibility is to yourself. That attitude doesn't sit well with God. Jesus says, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. That was Jesus' purpose, to delight in his heavenly Father and to serve others. Don't think that he sailed through it all with no problems. It wasn't like a football player sailing toward the goal with no tackler around. Jesus found his purposes constantly opposed by the devil and by sinners. He was saddened by so much that he saw. He was, and is, you remember, truly human. So then, if it wasn't easy, how'd he do it? Where did he get the power to achieve his purpose of loving God and serving us? Isaiah 11 says, the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. That prophecy of Isaiah, that the Spirit of God would rest on Jesus, was fulfilled when Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan River. Matthew chapter 3 reports, that as soon as Jesus was baptized, he came out of the water, and immediately the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God coming down on him as a dove. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, whom I love, and in whom I delight. One final Barna statistic for you. 82% of adults think that every person has the power to determine his or her own destiny in life. Can you believe that? I hope not. You certainly shouldn't believe that. The Bible doesn't teach that, and it doesn't agree with common sense. At times we all run out of energy. At times you're sure that the light at the end of the tunnel really is a train that's going to run you down. To find and achieve purpose in life is not within your power. It's the power of God's Holy Spirit. The Spirit that rested on Jesus is the Holy Spirit of God who can lead you to know and to achieve God's purpose for your life. God's purpose for your life is to delight in Him, to have awe and love for the triune God, your Creator, your Redeemer, your Sanctifier. This power to delight in God, the power to serve others, comes from the Holy Spirit who works through the good news about Jesus. St. Paul once chided the Galatians. Tell me just one thing, he writes in chapter 3 of Galatians. Did you receive the Spirit by doing what the law says, or by believing what you heard? Hearing and believing the good news of Jesus is the only way to get the Spirit of God, the only way to have and realize the divine purpose for your life. A Jewish theologian once asked Jesus, "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus answered him, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and most important commandment. The next is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. You see, Jesus had an answer. He didn't stare at the ceiling and wonder what life is all about. He knew. And I hope you also know the divine purpose for your life. First, to love God. I know you've got your problems, but get beyond self-pity. I know you're interested in your own life, but get beyond personal fulfillment. Grow up to God. God has made you. The Son has made things right for you by His death and resurrection. The Spirit of God brings this holy faith into your heart. Then, delighting in God, you'll want to serve others. And wow, have we got problems in this world that need you and your efforts. Environment, education, ethics, the big three E's that are crying out for public attention today. So come on, help this world. For the world's sake and for God's sake, let us serve others. The hymn Beautiful Savior says it this way, "Truly I'd love thee, truly I'd serve thee. Light of my soul, my joy, my crown." There is, in the University of Maryland, a Russian graduate student. This Russian graduate student is setting out on a research project. He's trying to find out why so many Americans go to church. Now, you may sometimes complain about church attendance, but the fact of the matter is, in comparison to other nations in the world, Americans really are a church-going people. So now this young man is setting out, interviewing pastors, priests, rabbis, lay people, you name it, and he wants to know, why do you go to church? It's a question about purpose. This young Russian graduate student probably will not come to you, but tens and hundreds of people will. In a lifetime, thousands of people will come to you, and they'll want to know the hope that is in you. They want to see, and they want to hear why you are here in this world. They want to know your purpose in life. Do you have the answer now? Jesus, beautiful Savior, truly I'd love thee. Truly I'd serve thee. Amen.
You've enjoyed this message. The Lutheran Hour is a listener-supported ministry of the International Lutheran Layman's League.